Our hello, testing. I think I'm back on now. I've been having issues with my microphone slash gear. If you're just hearing me, welcome back to the Anti-Media Radio. It's Friday, April 10th, 2015. Last week we had an awesome show planned for you guys. I was live in the studio with Jake, our newest addition to the Anti-Media. He's going to be helping us get some videos ready for you guys, which we're super excited about. Anyways, we had a really awesome discussion. I launched a campaign in a sense to encourage women to encourage other women. I think it would be a great catalyst for change within our community, like at a real personable level. People have lost their ability to communicate with each other, so I like to remind people to be people. So, if you caught the last 10 minutes of the show last week, I did my very best to summarize a whole hour's worth of compassionate speaking regarding the topic within 10 minutes. So, it was quite rapid. I'm kind of excited about this program tonight. I'm just kidding. I'm really excited about tonight because I'm going to get back to my roots. I've been doing this program for a couple of years now. In the first few months, I hit it really hard in regards to what's closest to my heart, which is nutrition and the immune system. So I want to talk to you guys tonight about the four essentials of health, and I want to get into each one of them in great detail over the next 4 weeks. And I'm hoping to publish articles in association with those. And basically, those four essentials, the things that you need just to exist, are food, water, oxygen, and nerve impulse. Also, you guys, I'd like to introduce our live guest tonight, Mr. Derek.
Hello.
He's going to be here bouncing information off of my brain.
Things and stuff.
Stuff and things. It's nice to have someone in the studio to share ideas. So, welcome, Derek.
Hello.
Let's see here. We've got some really interesting news stories to cover, but I want to remind you guys of the phone number in case you want to join in. Our number is 1-718-717-8296. Published lots of things this week. Let's see here. Oh man, that's a good one. Where to start, though? Where to start? Let's see. Here we go. On Monday, we talked about the drought and how it's affecting farmers, so we can touch on that. And we'll go through all the stories published this week. You guys can read along if you'd like, the antimedia.org. This one's by Josh, and he says the ongoing drought in California has many people in a troubling situation. However, those directly feeling the negative effects more than anybody else, the farmers, and when farmers feel the pain, we all do. Do you know about the drought in California, Derek?
I do indeed.
You live in California, it's kind of hard not to know, right?
Yeah.
Are you aware that most of our water goes towards agriculture, like not only growing food but growing animals essentially?
I am quite aware of that.
And like as a meat eater, our carnivore, how do you feel about that? Like, would you consider changing your eating habits if you knew that it would save water?
Possibly, but at the same time, like my one being stopping eating meat isn't going to change the fact that there are still going to be all those animals being raised.
I
And
don't know.
well, I mean, if
You're
you have a large
powerful,
enough group,
but your dollars count. Like, you vote with your dollars. So if you don't support that industry, like, slowly over time, I mean, like, everybody has an effect. Like, if, say, your family is inspired by your newfound health, say you become really healthy after changing your diet and you start running marathons or whatever, and your family's like, "Whoa, Derek, what are you doing?" And you're like, "Honestly, guys, I'm just like eating vegetables and I'm growing them in my yard, saving all this money. I get to travel." And like, well, I don't know. Just imagine. And people are like, "Huh, I want to do that." I mean, things can catch like fire, is what I'm saying. But I'm just trying to make people aware that we spend a great deal of our water raising animals
For sure.
to kill them. Let's see. In a nutshell, Josh continues here, the
Thanks.
severity of the situation has essentially turned water into liquid gold in the eyes of California farmers.
It's still the same thing though.
What's that?
If you cut out people using that water to grow these animals, you're gonna take that water and use it to grow more vegetables, right?
Not really. Like it takes to make 1 pound of meat, it takes the same amount of water that you use in 60 days in the shower. It's kind of outrageous.
I take quick
I mean
showers.
there are more sustainable ways to do it though, like permaculture,
Oh.
where you like use one piece of land and you rotate animals. Like, not saying everybody has to stop eating meat, I'm just saying we need to be aware of the ridiculous way in which we're kind of wasting supplies.
Okay.
We can utilize things a little better. So, let's see here. Back to this article here. So the numbers have gotten so out of hand that many farmers are now faced with a dilemma: grow crops or sell water. According to Charlie Matthews, a rice farmer in Northern California, selling water seems like a necessary option. Not just because it can make him the money he needs to survive, but because the future repercussions that he could face. If we don't find a way for people on the South to get water when they desperately need it, we're afraid they'll change our water rights. So if we don't sell to them, they'll find a way to make it.
I don't think that sounds
That's what that guy sounds like.
like.
According to the Metropolitan Water District in Southern California, the scarcity of water in California has increased the price of water to about 2.5 times the normal rate. This drastic increase actually creates an opportunity for farmers to make a greater profit than they would from their crops. That's alarming. Unfortunately, this still doesn't actually solve the problems that the drought has brought along with it. Governor Jerry Brown recently cut statewide water usage by 25%, but that mandatory cutback excludes farm use. By thinking ahead, 25% of zero is still zero, Derek. Unless something drastic changes, rationing won't solve California's problems. So why is this a big deal? California is a major supplier of the country's produce. The state is the sole producer of almonds, artichokes, dates, figs, grapes, and raisins, essentially, kiwis, olives, peaches, pistachios, pomegranates, rice, and walnuts in the United States. It's also the leading supplier of apricots, avocados, broccoli, carrots, garlic, kale, lettuce, lemons, limes, bell peppers, plums, strawberries, and many more.
Yum.
Right? Like, we have all the
Go
most amazing.
California.
Go California! Not only does cutting food production mean less food, but it also means less stock and higher prices on produce in grocery stores across the nation. Although some action is being taken, there hasn't been a defining, definite, def definitive. Little, my words are eluding me tonight. Definitive solution presented to the public. Desalination of ocean water seems to be the most popular idea. Ew. But some skeptics believe it could lead to an alteration in salt balance and have negative effects in the, yes, totally, on the underwater ecosystems. It's also resource intensive to desalinate water. It's also a resource intensive to desalinate water. So it takes a lot of energy to do that. Will California see rain? Will the heat wave continue to keep farmers in this tight position? What will it take to end this drought? One thing is for sure, if a valuable solution is not found for California's drought, the whole country will suffer because of it. Okay, I've got the idea. This is the problem. Your solutions? We put gardens, rooftop gardens, everywhere. We get vertical gardens everywhere. Grocery stores, Nick and I have been talking about this for a long time, have them actually be farms. Live food, where you can go, like, aquaponic system, you can go and buy fish that's not radiated from Fukushima, which is another thing people never talk about. Why do we want to desalinate water from the ocean, which is full of radiation? Hello. Seriously, people. Seriously.
The people know why they would do
We just need to grow
that.
food. We just need to grow food. Everybody needs to grow food. School, we're learning history. Awesome. And we're memorizing facts. Awesome. How come in school I don't spend the majority of my youth learning about the vessel which I inhabit? Like, It would be really awesome if school was like something that you. It frustrates me that people don't understand how much water they need to drink. They don't understand proper nutrition. They don't know how their immune system works.
Yeah.
They don't know how their digestive system works.
Exactly.
They don't know anything about their body. What a shame. Like you live in that thing.
Yeah.
It
But
what
hey, we know how to write a 5-page essay.
I do.
Yeah, with research, quoted and all
Citations
that. Yeah.
formatted.
Ooh, yeah, we killed it on that.
But I'm just saying, like, it's almost a disservice. Like, I wish that I graduated school knowing essentially everybody should be their own doctor. Everybody should should know.
Yeah, we should know
You should
more
be
about like
empowered in your health.
the fruits and vegetables that grow within our areas
Yeah,
that
exactly.
we can go and just eat
Harvest, like
and
indigenous
yeah,
plants, like
you
plant
know.
identification.
Exactly.
We should all know how to make tinctures, balms, extractions.
Yeah.
We should know
We
these
should know how to
things.
cook.
We should know how to utilize all things that come from the earth. That includes food. Like, how many people know what to do with raw food? Or that doesn't come from a can or a
Not
box with
enough.
instructions.
Not enough of them.
So many of our friends in our circle alone, like, they go, "Whoa, you guys made this food, like, from scratch?" And we go, "Yeah." They go, "What?" Like, their minds are blown.
Yeah.
People have no concept of what a, that's a tragedy. That's a tragedy. Like, I like to bring back my attention back to pre-industrial revolution. Like, man had a good thing going. We all had our plot of land. We lived in little communities, and everybody was connected to the earth, essentially to the self. People had traditions, and they had culture, and
Yeah.
it wasn't perfect. We are a long evolving entity as people, as populace,
That's a single consciousness.
but the other thing is like I'm grateful for being alive in this time. It's such a beautiful time to be alive because I think it's a time of reflection. We can go, okay, we did it this way. We did it this way. Now let's find a median. Let's go somewhere in the middle. Like, we can still be technical and live in self-sustaining communities. We can still have government, but let people be more active in their lives in regards to what's best for them. Like, there's a bill that's trying to be passed this week. It's really important. They're trying to make it mandatory for anybody to get vaccinations, regardless of your religious beliefs, regardless if you go to public school, if you go to private school. This is kind of scary. Despite what you believe and despite your stance on the benefits of vaccinations, I think that should be a choice. There are so many people like Jehovah's Witnesses. They don't even accept blood transfusions. I'm pretty sure that they don't want to get vaccinated. So there's a local group here in San Diego. People rallied this week to oppose SB 277, which is the name of the bill, because they want to have a choice. And the government's trying to make it illegal, not illegal, but they're trying to pass a lot of laws in regards to nutritional supplements. They want to make it really difficult for people to obtain basically over-the-counter medicine, like allopathic medicine, herbs, tinctures. So that's really worrisome. Like, I don't want that type of suppression on my life, especially in regards to my health. Like, literally, your body is what you eat. Every 28 days, like, every cell is a new cell. And I don't want to be made of what somebody tells me to be made of, regardless. I don't care if it's good for me or not. I want to choose. That's my choice, So be aware of that, you guys. That's a really important thing to keep on your radar, despite your position. What's your position on vaccines and why, Derek?
I think it should be your choice. I don't see why anything should not be your choice. If you want to go and get a vaccine, then go for it. That's up to you. But if you feel that it's unsafe, or if you feel that it's against your religious beliefs, then that's your choice. We're humans. We have our choices. That's pretty much it. That's all we really have. What we get to choose. So, what else you got?
Well, I'm just looking for the next article we want to talk about here.
A bling.
Bling.
Message.
Sorry, you guys, my messages are blown up.
Oh, snap.
So this
What's
is a really
happening?
interesting article. The federal government finally admits that cannabis can help kill cancer cells.
No way.
So, interesting information.
What a
I believe
surprise.
1946, the government itself became the patent register of a patent number, which I don't remember anymore. You can look it up, I'm sure. Basically, they patent cannabis as a drug that cures cancer. So now we're finally aware that this is a thing. Carrie Wheeler posted this. In a rare, largely unnoticed move, the federal government has admitted that cannabis is effective in shrinking certain types of cancer cells. The unexpected and groundbreaking declaration was made in a recent update to a National Institute on Drug Abuse information sheet on medical marijuana. The NIDA statement reads, "Recent animal studies have shown that marijuana can kill certain cancer cells and reduce the size of others. Evidence from one animal study suggests that extracts from whole plant marijuana can shrink one of the most serious types of brain tumors.
What?
Research in the mice showed that these extracts, when used with radiation, increase the cancer-killing effects of the radiation." Interesting. The admission comes from several months after a study demonstrated the effectiveness of cannabinoids. Cannabinoids. That word always gets me. In
Cannabinoids?
cannabinoids and shrinking aggressive brain tumors. It also comes shortly after the state moved to end the federal ban. Interesting correlation on medical marijuana by making it a Schedule II drug instead of a Schedule I drug, which is classified substance considered harmful, addictive, without medical benefits. In spite of this progress, the Department of Justice has insisted on enforcing the archaic ban in violation of a law Congress passed last year that instituted protections for medical use. In addition to the NIDA's public acknowledgement, the government has made other admissions of the medical benefits of cannabis. It holds a patent on cannabinoids, see, for its use as
Cannabinoids.
antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In February of this year, that's like, okay, hold on, back up. As antioxidants and neuroprotectants, you couldn't want anything else in your body. First of all, antioxidants help reduce free radicals, which are basically like toxins running rapid through your body.
Free radicals.
Basically, yeah, they're like little soldiers broke out of the, they're like, they got past your immune system and they're like running around like crazy. So antioxidants help capture them. They're like badass little bounty hunters. That's what antioxidants are. You want those. Neuroprotectants, your nervous system is like probably one of the most important things. It's one of the four essentials of
I would
health.
think
It's kind
so.
of important.
I
And
mean,
a
I
lot of,
like having the usage
yeah,
of my
like I like
limbs.
my brain talking to my body. That's kind of a cool thing. Like, it's cool. Essentially, cancer is miscommunication. So, in a lot of interesting fact, like a lot of the foods we eat, a lot of the foods we eat, contain chemicals that attack the nylon sheath, which is the like the it's like if you look at a wire, like an electrical wire, and it has that casing, the sheath on your inside of your body is the same thing on your nerves, and a lot of the foods we eat like attack that. So that's why a lot of people have these conditions like MS or what's the other one, like Parkinson's, like they're involuntary actions, right? Like That's an attack on the immune system. So you want neuroprotectants. You want antioxidants. Give me more. Give me more. That's what I'm saying. In February of this year, the Surgeon General declared that the plant offers health benefits. Whee!
Yeah. Health benefits.
So, how do you feel about this? Especially with the use of CBD, a non-psychoactive cannabinoid. It treats things like, I know that word gets me. That one, and what's the other word that gets me? Oh, doesn't matter. Alzheimer's, inflammation, pain, seizures, mental disorders, and substance abuse. So these are re some really important things, and I have a theory on why marijuana is very useful.
Right.
Yeah, you want to hear my theory?
Yeah, let's hear
Based
this theory.
on, if you don't know me yet, you know that I like to think in
Right.
terms of energy, vibration, and frequency, as Tesla and Einstein are my heroes.
Oh yeah.
So when I apply
You know, my
my
daughter's name is Tesla.
so yeah, my daughter's name is Tesla. It's like that. So in honor in applying this thinking to the effectiveness of certain herbs, and I'm not exclusively referring to marijuana. I'm talking about all sorts of herbs, like natural extractions of plants. I've been using a lot of them in different tinctures and salves and hair creams and lotions.
Oh yeah.
And they're really beneficial. And certain plants have a certain vibration.
Yeah.
And I think that when we are lacking a certain vibration, they kind of help fill that void. Like literally, the receptors of CBD binds with those in our body, and it takes it and it uses it like something innate. So that's important to know. Like
So you're telling
your
me,
body connects to these things on a cellular
yeah,
level.
you're telling me that these things just naturally know how to connect to each other.
Yeah,
Strange.
why fight nature? Like, think about this. You enter this womb via vagina and labia. Okay? The first instinct that you have is to put a nipple into your mouth and to suckle it and take from it a fluid that is life-sustaining. And that act alone is deemed disgusting within our society.
Right.
That boggles my flippin' mind. How in the hell are you going to deny your literal first impulse besides breathing?
Right.
What? That itself is a clear indication of how disconnected we have become as a public.
Yeah.
The fact that mothers don't feel the desire to breastfeed or they feel shamed is horrific.
Yeah.
For centuries, we have sustained our entire existence via breast. You know,
No way.
I swear it's a thing. I
No
swear, boobs saved the
way.
world, man.
I don't
Boobs
believe
can save the world.
you.
It is a
They didn't
thing.
teach me that in
I
school.
have two of them, and my two breasts have kept two people alive for 2 years. I literally, like, that's all they had for 2 years were boobs. Like, that's magical. That's amazing that the human body can do that. And people forget that simple thing.
That was breastfed,
It's really important, but I just wanted to bring people's attention to that, just to give them a notion of what's really occurring in society. Like, yes, not everybody should have certain compounds. That's the truth for anything. I'm
yeah.
not saying this certain compound is good for everybody. But I should have a choice whether or not I want a natural option or an unnatural option. You know what I mean? Like,
Agreed.
I think we have. It's so funny. Like,
Is it?
life was really cool before the Industrial Revolution, and we got really excited about all of our creations and our inventions, and we became capitalists. Let's be real. We wanted to capitalize on things.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. And in the sense, becoming capitalist, wanting to make money off of things that should not really be sold, turned us into gosh, what's in, I'm thinking of, but
Greedy
we
assholes.
besides that, it's just we overdo things. We've taken things that were really simple and we've complicated them and fancified them to a point to make give them value.
Oh
And
yeah.
that same notion, that same idea has been
Look at the
carried
things
out
we've
in
done with coffee.
exactly.
Are you kidding me? It's
We've
a bean that you grind up and you pour hot water over.
like the best coffee is through a French press. Simple. Simple. Gravity. Coffee. Hot water. Whee!
Right?
But we've complicated it. We've complicated everything. Why?
Well, what happens if I flip this up with some like hot air and then now I
It's
can
just,
charge $5 for
but at the
it?
same, like I was saying earlier, though, what a beautiful time to be alive. We've tried all sorts of things, and it's good to
Well,
reflect.
and the ability to use the internet and just view whatever you want.
It's like
You
it's hyper acceleration. Okay, this is what's I've been watching a lot of Eckhart Tolle talks. He's a great teacher. He wrote The Power of Now, which is an excellent book, and A New Earth. I highly recommend them. But he talks about no other time in history has man been able to choose whether or not to evolve. It has been natural evolution over time previously, but I could choose to study 10 hours a day and literally evolve every hour. Like, essentially, we're all evolving all the time, every moment. Like,
Right.
every encounter
But
you
some of us
have.
are moving at a slower pace, is what you're
Exactly.
saying.
No. I'm not saying people have a
Choosing.
choice to
Right.
evolve.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're doing it right or wrong, but no other time in history has man been able to go, I'm going to excel because I want to. Infinite information in your hand all the time.
You know what's sad though?
People,
Is people don't use that
well,
infinite
it's because they
information.
don't know their power. That's why we have to empower people and remind them, like, your body creates a 15-foot electrical field. Like, it literally could do that. That's amazing. Like, you know how when someone enters a room and people go, wow,
Yeah.
she really has, like, she glows. Or, like, people, like, she lifts me up. Or, oh man, he brings me down. Or he sucks the life out of me.
Right.
Like, literally, we are converters of energy. Like, your cells are creating energy constantly.
Yeah.
So what kind of fuel are you giving yourself? Like, when I eat crappy, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
It's because I'm full of sugar and the wrong kinds of fats, the wrong kinds of fuels.
Yeah.
You know? Like, there's some sort of substance to this, and it boggles my mind that people don't even know that. Nutrition. Like, a lot of the food that we grow in this country is grown in soil that's depleted. So the food's depleted. It's the ultimate lie. It's like you're eating something that's not sufficient. Like, literally every single person in America should be taking a nutritional supplement.
Yeah.
Literally. They're every single person in America, probably around the world, like, has malnutrition.
Yeah.
They're either not drinking enough water or they're not getting proper nutrition. And they're doing it subconsciously. Like, they don't even know. Because
Right.
they don't even know. Like, how do you know what you don't know?
Yeah.
So, there's that.
Yeah, how do you know what you
How
don't
do you
know?
know what you don't know? This is interesting regarding capitalism and industrial farming. This is a good segue into our next article. Heather Callaghan posted this on April 8th on antimedia.org. So this one's about glyphosate, one of three herbicides causing antibiotic resistance. So there are people who choose pharmaceuticals. There are people who choose allopathic medicine.
Yeah.
That's their choice. We're not bashing anybody. But a lot of us get our foods from the same place, and a lot of our foods contain herbicides. And how horrible would it be, unbeknownst to you, if you're eating certain foods that are causing certain antigens in your body that make it difficult for I'm sorry, you distracted me. Stop showing me
Well,
things while I'm trying to read.
I'm sorry. I wanted to like talk about this place 'cause it was
Okay,
delicious.
that's fine. We can do that. So let me get through this. Let me get through this. Let me
Okay.
get through this.
All right, get through this.
You're supposed to help me, not hinder me.
I'm sorry.
He's like,
"My mind
hey."
wanders sometimes too. You forget that.
So how horrible would it be if you're taking this antibiotic and it's not useful because of certain foods that you've eaten? And this is not something that's atypical, like grapefruit, for example, like has certain effects on certain medications.
Yeah, I've heard
like
about
it
that.
Intensifies them or makes them less potent.
Well, yeah.
But the overuse of antibiotics, 80% of which are foisted on factory farm animals, is part of a modern day antibiotic resistance. That is, an environment that allows surviving bacteria to mount a strong defense against antibiotics, making them useless against infection. Other factors like inattentive sick care contribute too. When antibiotics are handed out like cop drops, or when lack of self-care leads to the consistent request for them at the doctor's or ER office. Whoa, that came out wrong. At
Did
the
it?
doctor's office or ER.
Yeah.
In recent years, both patients and the medical community have been blamed for the influx of antibiotic resistance. This is true. This is unfair, she says. When not only were these methods approved as safe, but also consider their comfortable use for so many decades. And again, most antibiotics are used in farming. So what could explain the unbreakable and aggressive new strains of bacteria? You guys know about MRSA, right?
Oh,
MRSA's a super bug.
Scientists
now think another unfortunate part of corporate industrial farming has led to the rapid and exponential increase of antibiotic resistance. Biocides, like herbicides, are tested individually for their toxicity levels, but not for where it counts, such as their sublethal effects on the microbe level. What? Why wouldn't that be tested? We're made of microbes. Research from New Zealand and Mexico discovered that glyphosate, also known as Monsanto's Roundup, Dicamba, and 2,4-D, sounds like a machine, play a role in antibiotic resistance. They tested their theory on E. coli and Salmonella bacteria, which cause potentially dangerous food poisonings and are sometimes found on factory farm foods. The bacteria were treated with common antibiotics like tetracycline, ciprofloxacin, chloramphenicol, ampicillin, camicillin, blah, 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 blah. Most of the time, low levels of the herbicides created antibiotic resistance before the antibiotics had a chance to work. Their work was just published in ImBio, and there's a link to that in the article if you guys want to check it out. Not going to get into the rest of this. The point is we're not choosing what's going in our bodies. And I'm glad that a lot of the articles published this week support that, because this show is about getting back to the basics, you guys. A lot of people in this country are exhausted.
Okay.
They're tired.
Oh, yeah.
Because those are two different things. Exhausted and tired are two different things. Exhausted, I think, is like physical. And it can be emotional, too. But tired is mostly just physical for me. Like, have you ever been like tired and exhausted? Where you're like, you're exhausted,
yeah,
but you can't sleep. You're like, oh, I'm exhausted, but my mind's still going. You're not like mentally exhausted. Anyways,
I don't know where you're going.
I'm not. My point is that
when I'm tired and I'm exhausted, I pass out.
Okay. People are tired. They're exhausted. A lot of people have some sort of mental illness or some sort of condition that they've become attached to. A lot of people are overweight or they're depressed or they have anxiety.
Yeah.
A lot of people have these conditions. And I work in the holistic health field,
mm-hmm,
and I'm exposed to a lot of people experience healing without medication, without surgery.
Yeah.
And they do things like
putting laser beams.
Yeah, we use photons energy. We use deep breathing.
Yeah.
We use stretching. We use intention. Stretching is amazing.
Stretching
is magical. It is amazing. Yoga, which is a combination of like meditation, mindfulness,
stretching,
and breathing. It's a beautiful practice.
Yeah. My new
Acupuncture.
chiropractor was telling me that I should maybe get into yoga. Oh, and so was Chris's cousin.
Yeah, yoga is amazing.
Sean.
It's a really awesome way to introduce people into mindfulness and self-love and body care.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't breathe enough because they're so anxious. You know, we're energetic beings and we live in a world that's go, 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 go. People feel that. You know what I mean? We all live by a clock. We've all got timelines and deadlines and headlines and blah, blah, blah.
I try to avoid deadlines.
But I'm just saying, there's always some sort of pressure, and that has an effect on people.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are on antidepressants, and it turns out that a lot of people on these types of drugs don't even need them. We published an article yesterday. Carrie wrote it. And she says here that a study finds that over two-thirds of Americans prescribed antidepressants are not depressed.
Oh yeah.
Yes, they're monumentally overprescribed in the United States. So the Journal of
Why
Clinical
is that me?
Psychiatry found that more than two-thirds of patients taking selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors did not meet the clinical criteria for depression. First of all, I have a problem with that word, depression. I have a problem with most quote unquote conditions. First of all, it's something we made up. That's a word we made up.
Yeah.
I think it's what we call diseases are essentially all imbalances.
Yeah.
Cancer is essentially a miscommunication. And earlier I said I had an idea of why cannabis can help cure that miscommunication. Like, literally, it has a vibe. Like when people consume cannabis, they all have a certain vibe. That plant puts off a certain vibe. So that vibe is ingested, and I think it has like a ripple effect on the cells, and it encourages a communication because they're all vibing, quote unquote, the same way. Like
Yeah.
when your cells communicate, they actually throw a little particle of light at each other.
Yeah.
Flipping amazing. Like people don't even know what their bodies do. Like
Well,
we're incredible.
you want to get into something like that? I mean, here, I got one for you.
Okay, let's go.
I got
Let's
one
break
for
it
you.
down.
How is it we are held together? How are all of our little molecules and
Oh,
atoms and everything
I'm so glad you brought
just
this up.
compressed into human shape?
So,
And how does that work? How do we not fall apart?
I have a theory. So, I think what we call gravity is actually us.
We are
I
gravity?
think we are gravity. No, listen, 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 listen.
All right, I'm listening.
There's a collective consciousness, and I understand astrophysics. As something is pushing out, it's also pushing in the inertia. And when internally there's no more combustion, no more alchemy, no more elements to create, when iron is created, all the pressure from the inside ceases, then all the pressure from the outside increases until there's this dense little ball of energy, and then eventually it goes, and all of that energy is dispersed. It's still there, it's just dispersed.
Yeah.
Okay? And then that energy bumps into other things that it likes, and when they are attracted, like the cannabinoids in your cells or certain compounds in you, they get together because they have certain receptors.
Yeah.
Well, all the parts of you are connected. You're kinetic. And all of those parts put off an energy. Like I said earlier, you have a force field of up to 15 feet.
Yeah.
Like the body puts off an energy. I think we are the force pushing outward. Like Terence McKenna says, we don't live on the earth, right? He says, we live
We're
in the
in the
earth.
earth,
We
yeah.
do. There are thousands and thousands of layers of atmosphere. Last Friday was Terence McKenna's birthday. I tried to dedicate my show to you, Mr. Terence McKenna, but I wasn't broadcasting live, so I'd like to take this moment to say that I
How
love you,
belated.
Terence McKenna. You're awesome. Anyways, we live in the earth, and we put off an energy,
Yeah.
and I really think that what we call gravity is us. Like I think we affect each other more than we think we do.
So are you saying that if we all thought that there was a
Consciousness.
lack of gravity or a negative gravity here to where we could
Have you ever
float or
seen people?
bounce
Have you ever
or
seen people who are meditating levitate?
not personally?
I've seen lots of documented cases of people in other countries where they're literally, they don't practice doing, they practice being. They do miraculous things with their bodies. People have super abilities if they channel, like Bruce Lee. He had that 1-inch super ninja punch. He was dedicated. He practiced. He was a Jedi. Jedi is real. People can do miraculous things. Think of the Olympics. Those are people who train to be miraculous. All of our athletes, they train to be miraculous.
Yeah.
Anybody could be miraculous. And that's what's special, is everybody is miraculous. Everybody has something they do that nobody else can do. I'm an excellent speaker. I'm an excellent communicator. What I want to be, I can be the worst communicator in the world.
Yeah.
I have to practice.
Never,
Seriously.
never have I.
No, seriously. I can be the worst communicator in the world. It's true.
Is true.
It's true.
Super true.
It's the thing. Like,
It is
everything has.
like
Stop.
the truest thing. You've no clue how true that is sometimes.
I'm just saying, everybody's got something they can do. But the problem is that everybody's trying to be everybody else. You're not everybody
I'm not
else. You're
everybody.
you.
I'm totally
Your cells are arranged in the way they're arranged because that's how you work.
me.
Just do you.
I tell people straight up, I don't give a fuck about what you think about me.
No
Oh,
F bombs.
I
No
can't say
F
that.
bombs. No F bombs. But
Oops.
that's freedom, though. If you truly just are
Right?
you
I should have freedom to be able to say something
and you don't care what other people think, you just are you, that's freedom.
Yeah.
But people don't know how to be them because they're being sold an idea of what they are. And I have this beautiful notion in my heart, and this is what's written inside of me, and this is why I do what I do. It's all of the things that I've been exposed to, all of my collections of experience, all of the things that I'm made of have taught me that people are inherently incredible. And they deserve that. They deserve to feel that in their bodies. And I think that people will be more able to feel that if they're made of things with integrity. If they're
Not only
literally
that, but if they're told that in school.
and if I'm told if I was told in biology class, like I've studied biology, what year is this? I've studied biology intensely since 2000. So that's 15 years. It took me for 5 years have I known like what cells are doing in regards to photons. Like I didn't realize like how incredible the power of sound, vibration, and frequency are. Why in the hell did I not learn about Nikola Tesla? Why did I not learn? Did you know in space the Earth is bing, like our Earth puts off a, it sounds like a bell. Like our Earth makes a giant sound. We put off that energy. That's us. That's every life form on Earth. Ding! Like that's powerful. That's powerful.
It's pretty powerful.
Like think of the Who's.
Well,
Okay?
I mean,
Think of
they
the
were in
Who's.
Whoville.
Think of the Who's
Yeah, what
all
about? They
together.
had adorable noses.
I'm just saying,
Adorable.
together they're heard
Adorable.
though. They
All
make
stuck
a
up
wonderful
right there.
sound, right?
Cute little
They
noses.
also melted, like they helped the Grinch's heart grow by singing.
Yeah, like, what
I'm
was
just
it? Three
saying
times that day?
the
Ten
power of
times?
the
Was it
power of
three
the
or ten?
Who's. Like we're Who's, right?
I guess.
People are Who's.
No, you don't have a who knows.
I could have a who knows.
No.
But that's why I'm on this mission of teaching people of what they're made and what's essential to be. What's essential to be? Air,
Water.
water, food, and nerve impulse. No, those are the four essentials of health. Your cells need energy to
If you tell your mind,
okay, we'll get
if
into
you
that. That's a
tell it,
whole
no,
other
come
show.
on.
Well, hold on. We'll get there. It's true, but
Let me say,
okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
if you just tell your mind that it can absorb the sunlight for nutrients. Could you, in a sense, like feed off of just the sunlight?
There, I want to get into this on a future show, but we can touch on it
Oh,
now.
see?
Well, I want to go.
Touching a spot.
I want to go on each of these topics in depth, but there's a man in India who has been documented to exist solely on small amounts of water and sunshine and air for like 23 years. They took him to Harvard and they studied him for like 2 months, and they basically were like, okay, go home. Like, we believe you. Okay. Yeah. You do it.
Cool story,
Yeah. Cool
bro.
story, bro. We believe you.
Mm.
There's this other thing you guys can Google called breatharian, sun gazing, where these people believe that essentially oxygen is your food because you're breathing constantly.
Well, I mean, yeah,
Essentially, it is your food, right?
it's a huge amount of your food.
It's
You
essentially
need
it
it
is.
every few seconds.
And they believe that by taking deep breaths all day, every day, that they're sustaining better. And
I mean, if you got time to breathe that deep all day.
lack of oxygen is in relation to anything from fatigue to cancer, they say. So oxygen's kind of important.
I mean,
I mean,
it's.
it essentially like controls every function. It's kind of important.
I mean, yeah,
You might
it's
need
important. It's
it.
totally important.
It's totally important. So you guys can
Just
look
not
up
too much.
something called
Don't get that 100% oxygen and go crazy.
we should
Like,
all get like flavored oxygen. Oh, that was a
that
thing.
was a
That was a thing
thing
for a
for
while.
like, yeah.
You know what's really good oxygen is essential oil oxygen. Like,
That sounds.
no,
I don't
you
know. I
human
don't even
like
know what that was.
no. You diffuse essential oils into the air.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. You break up their particles so that they can be assimilated into you.
So you're vaping these things,
Yes, essentially,
basically?
it's like a vape for your room. We have one in my office,
Huh.
and essential oils are very powerful. You can put different combinations of different things, and they help strengthen your immune system or increase your mood. They're very, 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 very powerful. I use them on my children when they're sick. We put them in our office when people are sick.
Yeah, I remember when Tesla like got into them and was pouring them all
Oh
over
gosh,
herself.
yeah. Oh man, I had all these little sample bottles, and my little girl and her girlfriend, all these little kids, my little tribe of kids, they like got the oils and were throwing them all over. They had like an essential oil party.
Yeah,
It could be worse, right?
good time. I'm sure they were healthy as hell after that, though.
So we talked about breatharian. What was the other one? Oh, sun gazing. So a lot of
Vegetarian?
people,
What?
a lot of people wake up really early in the morning as the sun's rising,
Yeah.
or they watch the sun specifically at a time when it's going down because the radiation is not as intense, and you can literally absorb like a, as an energetic being, certain frequencies of light that are really beneficial. A
Huh.
lot of people report,
By staring at it?
a lot of people look into the sun, and here's the thing is they start out like 5 seconds, and then people are working up to like 30 minutes. But it's at a certain, I'm not encouraging you to do this. Like, this is a practice.
Yes.
This is a
Yes, do
practice.
not do this.
You have to
Do
research
not.
it. It's called sun gazing.
Sure, birds.
But it is a thing that people claim to not need conventional
Do you not
fuel.
realize, like, that is a burning ball of gas? You
It's
should not stare
energy.
into that.
I'm just
You know that purple thing that you get when you look at a
No,
light
I've never
bulb?
done that.
No, you never.
No, my instinct goes, don't do that self. And I go, okay, I like my eyes.
I'm sure there are people out there that know what I'm talking about. When you stare into a light, you get this purple little orb, like right in the middle of your vision, and you
Your
can't.
vision.
Yes, your vision, and you can't see anything right there. It's darkened, and you're like, "Whoa!"
Shouldn't do that.
Yeah, had it happen with some words the other day. Like I was looking at words, and then all of a sudden I looked away, and like over the vision of something else, I could see the words still imprinted in my vision.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we talked about that last week on the show that no one heard, how your brain like actually perceives information.
Oh, upside down?
Well, yeah, your eyes get it upside down and then it scatters it into your brain, and your brain deciphers it and then creates an image of what it thinks it
Isn't that
is.
weird?
It's
So
so weird.
do we don't
We
even
don't
know what
even
we're
know what
actually
everything
seeing?
looks like. because it's all subjective.
Yeah.
Like, how do that's why art is so incredible.
Yeah.
That's why like I love to paint. I love to create art in any way
Oh,
I
me too.
can. 'Cause you feel like nobody else sees this right now but me.
Exactly.
Like, I'm literally the only person that can see this. I
Yep.
wonder if anyone else can. Let me
Yeah.
try to help them see it. And we all have something that we see that nobody else sees. Like, essentially, we're all particles of light, and all of us have a different spectrum, right?
Yeah.
So you're able to decipher a specific spectrum based on your range of color. So maybe
Oh,
that's
yeah.
why we're all different. We literally see the world differently.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, I mean, who's to say that any of us really exist?
Oh man.
Oh, man, right? Like, we're getting towards the end of the show, right?
Yes,
Like,
we don't have time for this
oh,
discussion.
yeah, you don't have time for that discussion.
But
But who's to say?
I want to encourage people. But yeah, we talked about that last week too.
Oh, you guys
The
talked about that
quantum
too?
physics. Well, if you don't know anything about quantum physics, one thing that you should know that's quite incredible is that there's this observation where you realize and that we have realized not only is science completely subjective, like it only happens if we observe it,
Yeah.
but we have observed the energy of one thing existing in a place after an object has been moved. So
Wait, what? Explain that again.
an object was put in one place,
Right.
then the object was whoop, moved to place number B,
Are you
okay?
talking about teleportation?
No,
Because teleportation will change everything.
I'm talking about the energy, like the light in, like the imprint of that being, like its vibrational imprint was visualized after the object was moved, meaning that its energy lingered.
So it was still here
Yeah,
before it
and
became that.
think of this phenomenon when
Yeah,
somebody,
no, that's like when you take a flame and you move it really
or
fast
when
and you're
somebody
like, oh,
loses a
okay.
limb and they can still feel
Oh,
it. They have that
yeah.
light body sensation.
Yeah.
This is really trippy. My buddy lost a finger. He puts his hand on my hand and he moves the finger that's not there, and I can feel the pressure of a finger that's not there on my hand. Like, I can feel it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, huh, that
So it's
it
energy
you can
from the.
feel. I can like Corbin, you know
Yeah, I
Corbin.
know Corbin.
You can feel the
It's figured
finger
that that's
that's
the
not
only person
there.
I know that,
Exactly.
you know.
So that's observable in quantum physics. That is something we can observe. So if
Can't
that
observe my
energy
son, you know.
lingers, like, why are we not acknowledging this? Like, why are people not exploring this further? Like, think of how
That's a good
human
question.
nature would change and how people would change if they realized they were an energetic being, that they had to have proper fuel, oxygen, water, nerve impulse,
Food.
and food. And we're not eating the best food. We're
We're not.
not drinking good water. We're not breathing good air. We're not breathing enough air because we're all like, we're all hyped up.
Yeah.
And we're not aware of our immune systems. And we're not aware of our nervous systems. So the next 4 weeks, you guys, I want you guys to join me in what I'm calling reconnecting to the self. I'm going to go over each one of those topics super in depth. Like a whole hour dedicated to each one of those topics. And I promise to write you the most kick-ass article to go along with them. And we're going to get back to being people. This is the year of truth. And this is the year that that we're calling Let's Be Real. So we want to be real. We want to be beings that are made of real things. Real subjective. But we want to have the most optimal food that we can. We want to have the best air that we can. We want to have the best water that we can. And we want to have the best functioning immune system because we were born that with that army for a reason. Let's keep it strong so that it can keep us strong. So I want to help you guys reconnect to what matters and teach you about what it means to be a being without all the consumerism, like back to basics. Derek had a really good experience. Just an example of how this idea of sustainability and self-love is being perpetuated everywhere around the country. Derek lives up north in Los Angeles, and he was so excited to come across a place called Farm Stand. So we just want to give them a little recognition. It's an eatery and catering company on Main Street in El Segundo, California. You can get information at info@farmstand.us. They're open Monday through Friday from 11 to 10 and Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Get this, guys. Non-GMO, organic, sustainable, natural, local food.
So delicious.
And it's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Derek called me and he was like, guess what? I just had the best food ever.
Oh, it was so
good. It's not GMO. They grow it local. And he just went on and on and on. And I'm like, of course I'm starving at this point. I'm like, thanks, Derek.
Well, the worst part is, all right, so I drive a route for a towel company currently. And I get to this stop. And the guy goes, hold on, I got this food for you. You gotta take it with you. Wait 2 minutes. Give me 2 minutes. I said, all right, I'll give you 2 minutes. He rushes out, one of his kids, you know, one of the like bus boys or whatever, out of the back, hands me this fruit drink. I didn't taste it at first, but oh my God, once I took a sip, it was so delicious. I don't even know what it was, but it was so, oh.
So.
I'ma let 'em know, no, through the stereo. Yo, here we go through the stereo.